Father, we just give you praise because you are the answer to all of our needs, Lord. And Father, we just thank you because Jesus has already paid the price in full, Lord, for our healing and for our strength, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And Lord, Jesus already bore the stripes on his back for our healing. And so, Lord, the work has already been done. We just have to believe your word. We have to look to you and praise you and receive that word into our life and receive your healing virtue, Lord, and live in praise because you've already suffered the price. You paid it in full for us, Lord. We didn't have to suffer for our own sins or for our own sicknesses, Lord. You did that for us on the cross. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your provision. And we receive of it today, Lord. You heard all of these requests, Lord. And we lift them up to you. We want to praise you for Troy Love, who is off the ventilator, Lord. And we ask, God, that you would complete that work that you have started in him. Lord, we pray for strength, Lord, and for complete healing, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for the work that you've done in Joe Pyatt, Lord, today, and that you've answered prayer. God, we thank you, God, that you are making him stronger and more whole every day. Lord, we speak completeness to him today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you for Chris Carnahan and his wife Denise. Lord, he has finished his chemo last week, and he's going to get the results today. And Father, we just continue to lift him up, Lord, and we ask you, God, that you would continue to do that work in him, Lord. Your hand is not bound, Lord, and your hand is not it is strengthened, Lord, and there's nothing that you can't do. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for good results, Lord. We're going to expect a good report. Whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, God, for these results. Lord, we ask you to be with Carol Baggett and her family, Lord. Father, at the time of this homegoing of this uncle and James Price, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would comfort their hearts, Lord, in death, Lord. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would cause them to look forward to that time when they will be reunited around the throne, Lord, and that they will all be together, Lord. Father, another thing about heaven is we're going to be with those ones who have gone on before, God, and we just thank you, Lord, that we're not left in this life without hope and without comfort and without peace because of your promises. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. And we thank you for comforting this family, Lord, because you comfort like no other. And Lord, we pray for Keith Dobbs. He is seeing a specialist tomorrow, Lord, about, and Lord, you know what's the issue is, Lord, with these organs. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch his kidneys today, Lord, and that you would heal him and go before him, Lord, and let and give him a good report, Lord God. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that your healing virtue would do the work, Lord. And Father, we lift up Monica and her family. She's suffering in her back today with some infections, Lord. And Sister Judy has been in a lot of pain, and Lord, she was in the ER last night, Lord, and we just lift her up to you today, Father, and we just ask you, God, that you would help us, Lord, to possess our promises, Lord. Help us to possess, Lord. Your hand is not short, Lord, and your ear is not heavy. And you can do that, Lord, and you're doing it on a continual basis, Lord. You have started this work in her, and you're going to complete it. And, Lord, we look to you for that completion. Lord, we look to you for that manifestation today, Lord, and that we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, because you are our healer, and you minister, and you do these things, Lord. Without you, we can't do anything. Lord, we can't heal ourselves. We can't meet our own needs, Lord, but you are our sufficiency. You are our source. You are our God. And your word and your promises do not return void. And Lord, you're going to promise, you're going to do what you promised. You said you're not a God that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. Lord, and we thank you, God, because you are faithful. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your salvation, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, for all your mighty benefits that you give unto your children, and we worship your holy name. Let you be lifted up and glorified, Lord, in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what-ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake. Focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is Sister Mary Fullerton, and her title is The Little Foxes That Spoil the Vine. Back to you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we've talked about our voice, and we've talked about the devil's voice. Now we're going to talk about God's voice.
My favorite voice.
Uh-huh. God is, I tell the Lord, Lord, you are my Father. You are my husband, and Jesus is my elder brother. So that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the triune. It's kind of like, and somebody said this wasn't a good analogy because an egg is not eternal. But an egg does have three parts. And so I use it in this. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are three persons, just like if you're talking about the Brown family. There's a mother and a father and the children, mm-hmm. you know, but they all make up one family. And that's how God is. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is makes up the one true God. They all have different functions. The Father was the creator, and he's the head. The Son is my elder brother, and he's the one that died for my sins. And the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts the world of sin and that does the will of the Father. Mm-hmm. So they're all very important members of the triune Godhead. But as it is talking about one family or whatever, it's talking about, we talk about the three in one, and that's how it is. And so that may not be an eternal example, but it does get the point across to help people. They say, well, how can a person, how can it be, they be three entities and still be one, you know, but it's, they're one in purpose. Mm-hmm. They're one in purpose. And the Father and the Son fulfilled, I mean, the Holy Spirit and the Son fulfilled the will of the Father. See? So, and in John 5:21, Jesus said, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. John 5:19-20 says, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he is our example. Jesus is our example. We are to do what Jesus did, like Jesus did what he saw his Father do. Mm-hmm. And so then in John 5, verses 25 through 30, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. So be sure which voice is speaking to you. Be sure you know God's voice. It is really important in these last days. Ask God for confirmation. He will give you confirmation. He does not want you to be deceived and go make a mistake. Ask God to give you ears to hear and eyes to see and the mind of Christ. Ask the Spirit of truth to come and reveal error. As one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Luke 10:19, talking to his disciples, and that's us. We are Jesus' disciples today. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He gave us his authority and his name to use. So be sure, be secure in who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. Jesus has already defeated the devil for you on the cross. And the resurrection proved he was who he said he was. Satan has already lost, but he wants to intimidate us. But take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and stand firm on it, and quote it to the devil, to God, and to yourself out loud continually, and plead the blood of Jesus, and pray in the Spirit, and he doesn't have a chance. You know, because the Lord will rise up and fight your battle for you. And he'll hide you in the cleft of the rock where the enemy can. He says, where'd they go? And your feet are planted on a firm foundation. That foundation is Christ. He's the cornerstone. And he makes it where your feet don't slide. He keeps you under the shelter of his arm. And the enemy touches us not because he can't find us. If you plead the blood of Jesus, you don't rely on your own strength. You don't rely on your own works of righteousness, but you rely on him. And you give him praise and glory. And you exalt him every time you say anything, even if you just say, blessings on you. You know, the Lord loves you. He wants to encourage you. I tell people all the time, God is my best friend. And he wants to be your friend too. And he's just waiting to hear from you. And they look at me like, he's waiting to hear from me? Yeah, he is. He says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I'll show you things that you don't know. And I'll help you out of your trouble. He's a very present help in time of trouble.
Yes, he is.
And so he's waiting to hear from you. Just call on him today. And he'll say, you know, say, there's a song that says, I used to sing it all the time. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service built for one and all. When you are in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory. Oh, what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his love to known. We may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone.
Like that.
So anyway,
I heard that one before. That's
I
good.
Just wanted to leave that with you today, because he's a very present help in time of trouble, and there's nothing too hard for him, and he knows the answer to everything. He knows it all, the end from the beginning. He knows our future. He knows our present. He knows our past. His sins, his blood covers our past because we've asked him to. If we've repented and asked him into our heart, we're his children.
That's right.
And we're seated in heavenly places with him today, far above all the principalities and powers and everything that would come up to destroy us. God wants to equip us. He wants to empower us according to the power that works in us. What power works in us? He lives on the inside of us. He's in there.
Yeah.
It's his power, not ours. That's why he deserves all the glory. The reason we can make it to heaven is because he's done it all for us.
That's right.
We just have to lean on him and look to Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And he won't fail us. He says, I never leave you. I never leave you comfortless. I never leave you or forsake you. You might think you're walking by yourself, but I've got you. I'm carrying you. When you just see 1 foot of footprints, I'm carrying you in my arms because I know that you can't make it through this without me. He's all we need, people.
That's right.
Keep our eyes on him. The things of this world are going to pass away. But our God stands forever. He's our eternity. And I just want to say, we're going to spend eternity one place or the other. And it's our choice. It's our way of life. It's what we do. Nobody can accept the Lord for you but yourself.
That's right.
And nobody can live your life for God but you. We can't be saved for somebody else. We have to do it. He says, stand firm. Put on the whole armor of God. And stand, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The helmet on your head. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the shield of faith. And having done all to stand, stand therefore in the power of my might. And I'll do it for you. My strength will be made perfect in your weakness. Yes. You will not fail as long as you lean on me and obey me. Hear my voice today. Hear my voice. Get close to me. Spend some time talking to me where you can let me talk to you and learn my voice so you'll know the difference. Because the devil tries to intimidate me sometimes. He tries to make you think that it's God speaking to you. But it's really the devil deceiving you. Don't be ignorant of his devices. That's why I told you to pray like I told you to pray. Pray the word. The word will do it every time.
Yes.
The word and the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. They're a threefold cord that is not quickly broken. Nothing can break it.
That's right.
Nothing. We have a hope that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. And he's coming. Anytime he could come, he could come before today is. We never know the day or the hour. So stay ready. Stay ready.
And we need to be sharing our hope. The hope that we have, we need to share that with others.
Yes, we do. Because we need to warn them.
Not be so critical of others.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the one that comes in and gently shows us where we're wrong and makes the correction.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does. You know. Without him, we can't do nothing.
That's right.
So.
We appreciate you coming and sharing with us, Mary. You always bring a lot of scripture. I got a lot to dig into later.
That's what we live on. That's our bread.
It is.
And he's the living water. Mm-hmm. He's the bread of heaven and the living water.
That's right.
That's all. He's our sustenance. He's our life. He breathed into us the breath of the life when he created us. Mm-hmm. He said, I knew you in your mother's womb. I have plans and purposes for you. We need to line up with him because we can't do it on our own. Everything will fall short, just like, bless his heart, Solomon was the wisest man. But it said in the end, he allowed his wives to turn his heart away from God.
See, I didn't realize that. You did actually bring that to my attention this morning. I knew he was the wisest, but I didn't realize that he had turned. I knew Ecclesiastes got a little dark.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense as to why Ecclesiastes.
He had a lot of wives. You know, Solomon had many wives. And so, all together, you know. I have a friend of mine that told me something one day. And I said, she said, she was talking about, she says, well, we got it from me. She was talking about women, you know, and their makeup. She said, just like Adam, you know, the men got, you know, men are one way and women are another. And mm-hmm. she says, us women, we can influence. You know, we can influence our mate or whoever, mm-hmm. you know. We have a great influence sometimes mm-hmm. over over the men in our life.
That's very true. Eve fed Adam the fruit. We don't know if it was really an apple or not, but Eve fed Adam the fruit. Well, we can do the same with our husbands. Uh-huh. We can feed them discontentment and nagging and
yeah,
and drag them down, yeah. or we can be their helpmeet and so, be encouraging. And
so, see, that's what all of Solomon's wives said. It turned his heart against God. Mm,
that's sad.
So, you know, just use that in your own life, in your own home, in your own circumstances, and say, Lord, help me to be an encourager to my family yes. today instead of a nagger or instead of a criticizer. Mm-hmm.
You know? I got Les German said that he prays, help my words heal and not hurt today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I pray every morning. I want my words to heal and not hurt. Mm-hmm. Stop saying the things that don't matter, the things that shouldn't be said.
Mm-hmm. Hold our tongue.
If we see things, maybe the Lord's showing it to us to intercede, not to gossip.
Yeah, and see, it goes right back to that first scripture that we're snared by the words of our mouth.
That's exactly right.
Snared. Mm-hmm. Proverbs, wasn't it 6, I think?
6:2.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. 6:2. Mm-hmm. Snared by the words of our mouth.
That's so true. Our words are powerful, so we have to be careful.
So just like God created the world and he said, let there be, we create our world yeah. by our words. Mm-hmm. We're made in the image of God.
That's right.
We have creative power in what we speak. It says, decree a thing and it'll be established to you. That's what Corinthians says.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So see, we create our own world by our things we say.
We really do.
If we say one thing one time and then turn around and change our confession, we just negated the positive that we said.
Right. And if we're praying for something, so sometimes we turn around and talk negatively on the thing uh-huh. we're praying for and we curse yeah, our own prayers.
That's right. So that's why I say, stay with what you say. Don't say one thing and then turn around and say another.
That's right.
It's important. And that's the little foxes. People miss that.
Yes.
They don't really realize. They're just talking sometimes, teasing each other or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
They don't know the impact of their creative words.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The little foxes spoil the vine, and they do lots of damage.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
This message needed to go out.
It did.
It wasn't me. It was God given.
He's so awesome. He yeah. weaves it all together. We appreciate you, Mary. You're one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, and Miss Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.